Spade, do you see the future?
I wish, dude. I used to be able to see the future. No, not so much anymore.
Spade said he has a fucking wild ass vision when he was young. The whole room went black and everything was
everything different. Did go black when I was like 12.
Fucking crazy. For what?
Yeah. I was studying for the PSATs. I was sitting at a desk. Everything went black. And like when I say like I went into nothing, I went into nothing.
You entered the void.
And then I came back. I like woke up and I went downstairs and I was never the same again. I was like, oh, I'm a grown up now. It was fucking bizarre. Before that, I was like a little kid.
Yeah.
I was a unit. Me and Bill were talking about it today. Like, fucking, like, dude, when you're little, I was cracking up on, what was that, 12 Days of Christmas?
Yeah, yeah.
There's some shit in 12 Days of Christmas that we used to sing at Old St. Thomas. Like, and I think it's like laying eggs. And like, fart says laying eggs was like fucking funny.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to go back to that innocence, dude. You know what I mean?
Take you went into the abyss.
And I hit third grade. I started saying, fuck God. Fourth grade. I fucking took a note. Like, it was like, we were writing a goodbye note to our teacher. I was like, you're a bitch.
And fourth grade?
Yeah, she totally read my handwriting. And she goes, Andrew, hallway. Now, I immediately started crying. Everybody's calling me a bitch. Fucking backfire. Fuck. Yeah.
I've never cried in grade school, thank God.
Sweet
Gardarini.
I had my, like, miraculous medal, and I think we're playing the resource yard, and Pat, my cousin, kind of ripped it and broke, and I had to, like, I stifled it, but I was very close to crying.
Really?
I did Eyes in the Sun. I was like, dude, fucking
sweating.
I was fucking
yeah, I cried.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
That was whoa, what the fuck?
What'd you cry about?
What the fuck?
I don't know what I cried about.
What'd you cry about?
You're gonna be mean about it. What do you mean?
What'd you
yeah,
cry
no
about?
Shit.
I'm just saying.
What?
You seem like you had a fucking mighty spaz in you. Long fuse. I think long fuse. No, no, no.
You want to talk big spazzes?
No. I'm just saying long fuse, but when it happens, the top
no,
pop.
No, I'm actually.
Last week when he spazzed,
you
he
scare
said some
people,
pretty
dude.
Mean
you
stuff.
Fucking freak.
I'm just saying.
You're a freak,
last
week? Dude.
He said some pretty mean things.
What I spaz on last
I
week?
I never spaz.
You've never spazzed?
I don't think I've ever. I don't know when. Like a hard spaz? Almost never.
He's calling you long fuse as when the 20 pops.
It's coming then. It still hasn't come.
Oh, it's going to be
even when you're little?
I mean, maybe when I was little. Yeah, the closest thing I can think of is spazzing is like.
Spazzing your sisters?
Getting sent up to my room and being like, I'm
yeah,
not. Like, that's a very young man, though.
That's
I know, that's
post,
what I'm saying.
Post-cum, I don't
dude,
think
we're talking about back. We're talking about crying in grade school. We're not
actually,
talking about right
dude,
now.
No, I know.
That's you're cool, calm, and collected.
That's the start of a pretty good idea, because like, post-cumming.
Post-cum,
you
I don't
spazz.
Yeah.
He spazzes post-cum.
Post-cum,
until you can.
Once you can crumb.
Spaz.
Oh, after your first crumb, you don't spaz.
I've been some post-cum spazzes in my life.
Yeah, you are a spaz, though.
I'm a big-time spaz.
Yeah.
I spaz out.
I think my blood pressure is going to go down.
Really?
I mean, I drive all day long in Philly. It makes you irate.
Dude.
Bill, it's a big world, bro.
When I was driving down here, I had a moment where I rarely have them.
Yeah. I got three bad words you're not allowed to say.
I was driving, and I was like, shit's good, dude. Shit's really fucking good. I was very happy.
Sorry, it's and so then, funny where you went with that. You're like,
yeah.
You start talking about traffic. I mean,
no, and then I got cut off. I went from literally almost crying, happy.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, damn, I'm going home for Thanksgiving. Everything's good. I love everybody. This is sick. What's better than this, dude? I get to come to Philly and josh around with my pals.
Rules.
Yeah. What the fuck? What am I complaining about all the time? This is good as it gets.
True.
And then Hypebeast cut me off. I got furious.
Yeezy season 4.
And then I got furious.
Damn,
dude.
The bubbles were fucking.
Yeah.
He hit your magma core.
It got me.
Your fucking volcanic core.
But I'm trying to think of spazzes.
If you didn't drive, like.
I don't think I fully spazzed.
Last time I spazzed was when the city came after me. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I was driving around, not crying, but like.
Yeah.
Crying,
hot
like,
face,
not crying, but like fucking shaky voice.
Yeah,
vertigo.
Anyone calling me, I'm screaming at them.
Are they still like what's good with all those people in like England and stuff, like doing all the gay shit, like wearing this stuff and doing the one love thing?
What do you mean?
I don't even know. What
like they're
about.
Trying to like fire up everyone in Qatar and being like they're putting like the one love armbands and stuff.
Oh, gay stuff.
And like all these people from England are out there like, oh, one love, all this stuff.
Is that for all the dudes that like fell and died when they built the Qatar?
No, they're just saying
they have like a black stripe on their jerseys.
No, it's for guys who fuck each other.
Oh, nice.
Not for the slaves who died building the stadium.
There's a Ronaldo.
No, it's for guys who
that.
Suck and fuck each other.
They got a meme with Ronaldo grabbing a dude's ass. Like, no, Qatar says no homosexuality. Ronaldo. Just grabbing it.
Damn.
Funny.
Oh, why would you do that?
What?
like the boys are liable to pop off, and you're gonna sit there like in their face hitting with the gay shit.
Yeah.
They'll explode.
It's a tactic, dude.
They'll blow it. Like, they'll literally blow you up. They've proved they'll blow you up. It's probably a tactic. And you keep doing them gay shit.
They'll get Khashoggi'd.
They'll get what?
Khashoggi'd.
What's that?
He was a journalist.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
That was the Saudis. This is Qatar.
Oh, whatever.
Same thing. They border each other. Qatar.
You think you'd ever go to Saudi Arabia or Qatar?
No,
why?
No chance. Going to Mecca would be sick.
Powerful as fuck, though.
If I got white robes?
If you wore the white robe and thing, you look wild,
Go Kingdom of Heaven?
Perhaps. Maybe Jerusalem. I should go down.
The Jerusalem.
Yeah. I'd fetch a pretty penny for a beheading. They'd be very excited. They'd say, look at this.
You?
Yeah,
they
saw the size of me.
They might
say, look at this American.
Liver King was just there.
Liver King was where? In Jerusalem?
No, in Qatar.
I thought really?
What was he up to?
There's a bunch of dudes in Qatar.
Dubai,
right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the UFC fight. That I was dude, same
yeah,
exact
UFC
thought.
Goes there
same
all the time.
Yeah, you should stunt in Dubai. That'd be tight. You go to Dubai and rent like a 360 camera thing and it's fucking in like a sheik's outfit. Just,
you can watch me get hung over in a hotel room for 5 days. You can watch me lay down.
You can't really fuck around there though.
Dubai?
No. Can't drink, can't like.
They probably got the little boys. They probably got the little boys on tap though.
Yeah, bro.
Little bachi bars, little bachi bars.
If you can't drink, there's got to be something to do.
Yeah, you got to blow the steam off somehow.
If I wasn't drinking these Bud Lights, I'd be balls deep in a kid.
Wasn't that a big thing over there, the bachi bars?
What?
Like
the
in the Middle East?
You seem to know all about it. What?
Yeah, dude, I read about it. I read it was when they were doing the Iraq War. I think one of our. It was like our
atrocity
allies.
Propaganda.
We had to protect
this
these.
This sounds like atrocity propaganda.
We had to protect these. No, they're saying like they're
babies
on our
incubators.
Side, and we had to protect these like chieftain and warlord.
Yeah, they always.
Dudes.
Yeah, they all. Did
and they
that.
Had a thing where the village.
Afghanistan, they all have boys.
Yeah, the prettiest. They would take like the prettiest boy, quote unquote, not my quote, the prettiest boy, and they'd make them. They'd be like a dancing slave for them, and they'd all. That would be like a status of symbol to have like a hot ass young boy dance.
This is fucked up. We gotta get those boys the hub.
No,
we gotta get them.
The they
sucks.
Do need the hub.
They need the hub.
The hub's going to slow things down over there a little bit.
Maybe we need to get off the hub and start bending.
Whoa.
What?
Every day.
Bending, hitting the knees twice a day?
I saw a dude in Home Depot hitting it in the parking lot. He was an Uber driver. He just put a rug on the fucking parking lot and started bowing down. Dude, that's mega.
Yeah.
Imagine being that far into something.
That does roll.
It's pretty neat.
That would take your mind off fucking everything. If you're like, you're not worried about it, like, oh, fuck, it's 12 o'clock.
Damn. I saw a cab. Yeah. I was in New York. I saw a cab driver hit it.
Hit it?
Hit
pavement?
It midday. I was going to lunch and he was on the street. Pulled his car over.
That's
hit it.
Sick.
Yeah, I used to work with an African dude who used to lay pizza boxes on the ground, fucking hit it in the knees.
Me
pretty
and Tate
sick.
Might go muscle.
That is cool.
It fucking rules. I'm off. I've been off the hub still. Haven't fucking glanced.
Still haven't glanced at
have not glanced at the hub.
ECW,
I gazed upon it.
Instagram.
Nah.
Holy shit. Holy shit. What's the Instagram looking like?
Check my. I have a virginal.
I'm not looking at the algo. I'm just asking. I believe you.
Check the algo. It's like opening up fresh YouTube. It's just like 24 million Fortnite. Blah blah. It's just. I don't fuck with it at
cringe.
All. Dude. I'm.
I gazed upon the hub last night. It was a nice treat for me.
Was it nice?
Yes.
I get called when everyone's asleep at night. I start going like I'll start salivating. I'm
you
like,
know, I
so much good
nice.
Stuff on there. Fuck, dude.
It had been 2 days since I whacked off, and I was. Got done playing Mountain Blade Bannerlord 2.
That got your tea up.
It got my
True.
Tea going.
Oh, yeah.
And Battle. Then I was like, damn, it's 2 a.m. Fuck, I got to go to bed.
Yeah.
So I start going to bed. And then while I was brushing my teeth, I was like,
hitting a hazy jerk.
I haven't
jerks.
Whacked off in a
Crazy.
While. This will be great.
Yeah.
I get to go whack off before bedtime.
Hazy jerks are fucking weird.
What?
While you're half asleep?
Yeah, you're just like, oh, man, it's pretty. Like, you get home late, you're like, oh, maybe.
Like a forced fap?
No, it's nice. It's nice.
It's nice, obviously.
Get a fap right before you sleep?
Yeah, but a forced fap. I'd fap when I'm like, I'm too tired to fap, and it's almost like I'm forcing myself to fap. That's when I'm kind of like, I don't feel so good.
Literally wasn't brushing my teeth. I was like, oh, yeah.
Fap time.
I haven't whacked off in a couple of days. This will be a nice thing.
Sounds nice.
And then I got to go right to sleep.
I hit one
baby
dead
Billy,
ass
baby
early
Billy.
The morning the other day.
Little baby Billy.
Up.
Little baby Billy. I didn't even clean up. I went to sleep with him.
Can I tell you something, though? That's you think
a dirty
you,
boy.
You think you need a fap to sleep?
Well, of course
I'm telling you,
up.
You don't. You hit the sheets, you'll pass right out. I thought
no,
I needed
course,
a fap to sleep, too.
It's still fun.
If I close my eyes, I'll fall asleep.
Whacking off is still fun.
Shane has a don't real good to... attitude with doing like anything, like drugs, sex, all of it. He's just
For
like,
sure.
It's good. It rules.
Well, I mean, eventually it's going to take my life. But
yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it's good. You guys have a real, like a pilgrim.
That's not true. I do feel bad about drinking.
Okay.
In the drinking? Morning.
Yeah. Well, that's physically. Yeah, it hurts.
But no, sitting down with the fellas, having a couple of brews, whacking off. I have no. I'm just hooking up with women. I feel bad about.
So do I.
When I'm single and I'm.
It's called a soul being a womanizer, depression.
I feel very bad about hooking up with women.
What do you do?
What
when should I lay you do with in women? That situation? No, I'm just saying. Like I hear you on that. What should you do?
It's cry.
You just have to get into a relationship.
Yeah.
We're not. I don't know about you guys, but I'm not one for fucking around. It makes me feel bad as a person.
Yeah. You're using their bodies and their hopes and dreams for your
potentially get them pregnant as well.
I'm not worried about that. I mean,
I would never.
I'd love to get a random chick pregnant.
Dude, that
African dudes.
I remember having a dude that claimed he never jerked off and he was picking up whores like up in Cobbs Creek. And he was like, yeah, you just pay him a little bit of money and they'll jerk you off. Like, why would you touch yourself? That's gay. And I was like,
dude, I think this is 2000. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think it is. It was I think we're in a fallen state.
It was like
for sure.
It was like 2004.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Shane's going like this. Hold on. Let me finish. This is about 2004. We're doing a church in West Philly, and it had not been used in a long time. They wanted to reopen it for the Baptists. It used to be a Catholic church. There was a bunch of, there was families of raccoons in there.
Mm-hmm.
This African dude was catching the raccoons and making it his lunch and his dinner.
No. Yo,
what?
Yeah.
What's that game you play? Fallen?
Yeah.
were you on an island?
Fallout?
Yeah.
Yeah, Fallout.
Fallout? Yeah.
It's pure Fallout level.
That's
dude.
Fallout. So this dude catching raccoons in a broken down
this
church.
Dude came to Africa. He bought a used white Escalade and he came to paint with us. And he was eating the raccoons as lunch with like some weird yellow rice.
That's like
rice.
A guy who doesn't know how to play the video game. So it's just like, you just eat these things. Yeah, it's Fallout. Dude. It's like, I just bought that car. I don't know what that car does. I don't know how to do this. What do? You go up to the steeple and catch lunch?
Pulling up in a used Escalade to munch a raccoon you caught in a church is the fucking funniest shit ever.
Yeah.
Coons?
What year?
Mama just brushes them off with the broom.
He thought we were all sus for jerking it, though. He was like, we told him at lunch one day.
You guys are crazy.
We're in a fallen state, dude.
We told him at lunch one day.
It's gay that you're jerking your penis off.
Yeah,
it's
a wine,
penis.
Dude.
It's a penis.
Oh, you haven't had any wine, you motherfucker.
Well, the ancient Greeks always water the wine down, dude. Only a barbarian sips wine straight.
Dude.
You suck.
Dude.
Wait, that's a little bit of wine you had?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, bro.
Dude.
One bread.
It's what took down Alexander the Great.
You guys used to whack off a lot back in your house, remember?
Once a day. Yeah. I never went crazy.
I didn't go nuts, but I was a couple. What was your record, though?
Record 5 times and blood started coming out of my dick.
Oh my God.
I was in like fifth grade.
That's bullshit.
No. Fifth grade. Dude,
I was probably
can I explain myself?
Blood didn't come out of your dick. Blood was on your dick.
When I first started jerking
off,
I would squeeze my fucking dick. So by the fifth time, I had blood coming out of my dick, so I stopped. I figured out how to beat it.
What do you mean? You just squeeze it?
Fucking,
until you
I wasn't blessed with the fucking hood, so I didn't. Before I got hip to the skip, I was just fucking pulling my putty, dude.
Wait, so you would squeeze?
I was squeezing it too hard, yeah. Dude, I just started seeing veins in my dick. I was like, what the fuck?
You had no finesse.
I was like fifth grade.
Do you remember when you had clear pubes? Did you have clear pubes for 3 days?
Yeah, I remember them vividly.
Pubes? I don't remember clear pubes.
Dude, I was going to Florida.
String? You get, like, when they first start coming out. Do you remember when you
blondies? I'm talking about blondies. I had blondies, but not clear.
Like clear.
They're like,
dude.
Whatever. I mean, I'm
mine was like
blonde
a lion's mane. I was like a young Simba.
Yeah.
Mine
are like albinos.
I was in like fifth or sixth grade. And I was going down to the Florida Keys for a vacation. I would just look at my pews and I was taking a piss.
Hell yeah.
And I would always remember my cousin. It was right about the time where he's like, dude, if your dick's big, you can piss without holding your dick. And I just started being able to. I was like, sweet.
You guys can piss without holding your dick?
Yeah.
But does that mean it's big or does that mean it's just like straight tenus? I've wondered this forever.
Status, yeah.
I thought that was tenus.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just what he said.
Tenus, trust me, tenus, you gotta aim that. You gotta aim it down to get into the bowl, because otherwise it's going.
I mean,
high arch,
fair. Yeah. But if it's too dangled, then that's also another problem. Then you gotta kind of
too
dangled.
Well, nobody's come on.
Some must be dangled.
Your dick hole's pointing straight at the ground.
Not my side.
Everybody's dick hole's gone.
The F to M's they point down.
They give themselves sauces.
I heard.
You guys see the White Lotus?
No.
You guys ever watch that?
Yeah, I watch White Lotus.
Have you watched season 2 at all?
No, I saw the first, not the
second. Did you see that guy's dick?
Yes.
Holy shit, dude. Wait, that didn't...
He's under Scandinavian.
That wasn't notable to you?
I mean, it's notable, yeah.
How was your dick? How was your dong compared to that guy's dong, for real?
I've come to grips with the fact that, like, most dudes are jammed about the tennis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll go to yoga and I got like little shorts on and stuff.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, when I was younger, I was always jammed like, oh man, look how small my dick is. But there's dudes that dicks get very small.
Oh yeah.
Then
yeah.
there's dudes that. That guy's from Scandinavia. His dick's down to here from behind.
It was fucking White Lotus. Nuts, dude.
It might be a soft nine,
it
soft
was
eight.
Nuts, dude. Yeah. He's getting what? Changed.
Also, too, by the way, they debunked.
You can see his dick close to his knee. It's hanging down. It's hanging down while he's putting shorts on.
That's disgusting.
I was watching it with my fucking girlfriend.
Dude, stinks. Yo, I wonder if it's CGI.
Dude, girls
that was
hate
that
it.
Was
girls
what
hate
she.
It. I wonder
you
if
know
it's that.
She claimed she was like, "It's fake." I was like, "You don't fuck." How many dicks have you seen, lady?
It might be fake.
And then I screamed at her.
There was some big thing on Netflix with that.
It was fun.
Damage control.
I really do enjoy fucking with her about stuff like that.
It's very fun.
Like, you loved that. What the fuck? Ew.
They hit that on Shameless, too, when I was real young. I used to watch it with my high school girlfriend. And out of nowhere, it was like season like two or three. They just started putting this dude in who was always naked with a hog. And I was like, what the fuck?
This one had this dude's a hunk.
Well, he's Scandinavian.
This dude's
a
hunk with a giant fucking hog.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, seriously.
He's trying to humiliate me. He's making me look like a fucking dumbass when I'm watching TV. It's supposed to be Sunday night HBO.
Yeah, what the fuck? I watched something recently and it was just like we came across something ridiculous and I was like, God damn it, man.
Mm. Yeah.
It sucked.
I did read a thing recently where they debunked the porn dicks.
What do you mean?
So like all the porn dicks are fake. Like Lex Steele's 8.5.
Really?
Yeah.
What? How are they? What are
they
doing?
Hey, man, it was just a study thing that I read. Somehow I ended up on this on the
camera
internet.
Angles or like, what are they doing?
Searches. We got to get into it.
Through my searches.
you do get clickbait holes.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah, Spade's always like, you'll never guess what this person looks like now.
It's like 15 pictures. Fuck, I'm always so embarrassed when I get hit by one. Yeah. When I actually click it, and then, of course, the ads show up, and you're just like, damn, I'm dumb as shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so dumb.
Only 1% of people can see the true meaning of this picture.
Oh, that'll get you.
No, that'll get you.
I know my brain.
That's me. Oh, yeah,
that'll get you.
And then I sweat.
I get hit on like you'll
I look
never...
at it. I'm like, it'll become apparent to you, dude. Keep looking. I'm like, oh, fuck, shit, fuck.
Yeah. I get hit on like ScarJo. ScarJo clickbait will get me.
ScarJo is a timeless beauty.
You like ScarJo?
I used to. I heard she's kind of a maniac. So
really,
yeah.
So I care at all. I'm worried about this. How do you suss out dudes' microbirds in yoga? Not that I care. Like, I have that problem. Like, how are you seeing that?
Yeah, are you looking, dude?
Triggered.
Not that I'm worried about
this.
No,
when I was younger,
not that I ever lay on my
younger,
back in yoga and worry about my little tiny pyramid sticking out of my gym shorts.
When I was younger, right? I don't want to hurt. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. When I was younger, I'd go to yoga and I'd be all jammed about my dick be getting little because my dick's getting little. It's ready to fucking go in yoga.
How about you talking like that?
It's
that
little. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What?
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
That's what
are you
I'm saying.
About,
I'm kidding,
man.
Bro. I'm kidding.
Mash is a head with wheels.
Like, what are you talking about? Like a little bird like that, David?
Yeah. I'd be pumped to see
I'd be, dude, if I had that,
so fucking happy.
If I had that, I'm coming out of the shower.
I'm swinging.
I'm showing my lady.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That's all.
I just came to the realization.
You look at that. Look at that fucking thing curled up. Out of here, dude. Coiled, ready to strike.
So you were kind of like, damn, dude, I'm fucking embarrassing myself.
Oh, yeah.
And then what happened? What was the moment? Did you scope out like a snowman nose? Like what happened next to you where you saw like a little?
No, I just came to the realization where I'm like, if I'm freaking out about this, everybody thinks like this.
For sure.
Everybody thinks their dick is so tiny all the time.
Yeah.
And that might not work in front of a hot chick.
Dude,
and you get nervous about
it. The worst at yoga is when they do whatever this one is. When you have to,
God forbid that ever happened to any dude.
I didn't
ever,
know about compression
ever.
Shorts at all, and I would go to yoga and just regular like.
You wearing compression shorts?
No, I wouldn't at all. Yeah, I'd go to like
madman.
I go in champion gym shorts, and I would just fucking. You do this one, and I'd look down,
champion?
And I would see an outline of my balls and tiny flaccid penis in my shorts, and be like, "Come
they
on."
They all
dude.
Say it too.
Come on.
Yesterday I went to my.
This is my nut sack.
Yeah.
Yesterday I went to my not looking at dicks.
No too. Visible dog. Oh, they do. They look. Oh, they definitely look.
Went to my personal trainer for the first time in like 3 weeks.
Arms.
I'm back.
What's nice. The arms what's the status?
But anyway, when we do stretching, one of the stretches is fucking hip thrusters.
Yeah.
Glute bridges.
Yep.
He was sitting on a bench. I was laying down. He was sitting like.
He's having nubs.
Exactly where my nub was.
Bird's eye.
My bird was literally going.
The nub.
Straighten up, straight into the
air. You don't get a smaller dick than when you're fucking pumping iron.
Now, if you run.
You better, yeah.
If you go run, dude.
pre-workout pump iron, bro, you get a fucking triple.
Dude, try running like 3 miles, bro.
Yep.
Perhaps.
Podcast. Try just waking up as me.
ECW. Holy shit. How was it to get the arm? I just arm blade. I did 60-pound curls, dude. I felt big.
Whoa.
Damn, you don't have to brag like that.
I'm saying, what was the arm?
I was like sitting.
No, I'm not bragging. Spade said people were at my birthday that listened to the podcast and they literally said I was small, so I'm fucked.
They said you were small?
I can't win.
What?
Honestly, I thought he'd be bigger.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't
fuck win.
That.
If I'm big, I'm the fattest guy in the world. If I'm skinnier or lose weight, I have AIDS. So.
Yo, Bill, it's all right here, bro.
I know.
It's all right here.
You're all heart, bro.
You are all heart.
No, I'm saying it's all right here, bro. If you feel big, you are big. If you feel big, you are big.
Nah, I mean, I feel pretty good right now. I mean, cut out most of the seed oils. Nice. Fucking feel pretty nice. What the fuck is that stupid ass face for?
I just remembered I was having a serious conversation with my ECW last night.
No, stop. Can't give it away.
Teasing. But I did. We were like having a serious conversation. I walked to the bathroom. And I was like holding a book and I looked down at a tiny flaccid penis and I like just slowly positioned the book over my penis. It was like, I mean, another thing that's not so.
Wait, you're ass naked having conversations, holding a book?
All the time.
What are you always naked? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I walk around naked in my house when I'm done.
That's worse than whacking off.
When the day's done. How are you?
That's gayer than whacking off.
Have you ever been hit with
walking around naked? How so?
That's chicken, dude.
That's gay. When the day's done, I'm naked. When I'm done and the kids are asleep, I completely shed my guard.
You don't think anyone's catching a peep?
Through where?
Any window, like there's no
that's on them. I've said it before. That's purely on them. I laughed one time. The people behind me, the people who live behind me, we're all out together. And I'm like, if someone sees my dick in the window, that's on them. And they both just got real quiet. I was like,
that definitely happened.
And I was like,
Have you ever experienced any ED with the ECW?
No, never. That's one thing, bro.
it's gonna be so apparent what this is. Yeah,
I'm just saying, dude, like, you never would,
dude. Quite the opposite.
Never with Bay.
Quite the opposite.
I'm just curious.
No problems.
No, for sure. I'm saying quite the opposite. It's like, I can't stop loving you.
Yeah.
God damn it, my body wants you so bad all the time.
Oh, man. Delete all this.
How did your lifting sesh go?
Lifting sesh? Stunk.
Why?
I looked like a fucking moron, dude.
Are you taking any sort of supplements?
Why, dude? You can't take supplements and lift once every 3 weeks.
That's weird because I thought you were sponsored by supplements.
Yeah.
What nootropics, dude.
Brain supplements.
Heart and what's
could have fooled me.
Heart and bone?
Oh, those things?
Heart and soil,
those are
bro.
Good.
Yeah, that's more for internal. That's like internal organisms.
I thought he was talking about weightlifting supplements.
Nootropics. I've had every fucking pre-workout under the sun.
How they work.
Look how sleepy he is.
He has like 5 gym memberships.
Look how tired Bill is.
I'm not tired at all, brother.
Are you really?
Huh?
That's crazy. If I
dude, they make you like sign a pact with God to fucking get off.
You can get out of them, dude.
I know. I just have to go there.
If you go there and be like, dude, I'm actively suicidal, go to the guy and say, I'm actively suicidal. I need to get out of this.
I'm not going to fucking lie to him and say, hey, guys, I got to get out of here.
I mean, would any of us be lying if we went to the gym and like, yo, I'm actively suicidal. I need out.
Dude, get a haircut.
I'm suffering from suicidal ideation. I need out of this membership.
You know what's making me
fucking
upset? I'm going to
fucking kill myself if you guys don't let me out.
Have you considered how you would do it?
Of killing myself?
Yeah.
Matt would go fucking Harry Carey.
He would say that he would probably do jumper. The first step
probably,
and be like,
probably more of a jumper. I'm more of a jumper.
Yeah,
just you're like, a jumper. Jumping,
jumper
nuts,
would be.
You ever get
nuts.
Close to a thing and you're like,
I used to work on scaffold,
like,
bro.
Do it.
I used to work on scaffold.
You look down,
80 something feet in the air, just staring at the ground.
It's like holding a gun.
I wouldn't blast myself.
Anytime you hold a gun, you're just like, good.
Yeah,
I wouldn't blast myself.
Anytime I hold a baby,
what?
Oh, no, I can smash. Just,
I found
what
Bill's
if I
gun
threw
once.
It against the wall on this whole party? You know?
You're fucking psycho.
You know when somebody hands you a baby at a party and you go,
that's that king fucking
bro,
fight.
Yeah, that's
threw it against
that's
the
see,
wall.
That's what I'm saying. That's
true.
The king. That's yeah. The
destroy
king
all the first boards. Yo, destroy all the first boards.
That's the king stuff. I'm like Willow. I'm like Willow, dude. I'll try to take the baby. I'll Willow out. You're a fucking king, dude.
You'll hide it. You'll take it from me and run.
And I'll say, save
where
the baby.
Is it?
That's just how you are, SG.
Shut up, BM, dude.
No, but seriously, SG, when you're on stage, like, how do you get into the fucking mode?
Why is he calling you SG?
SG.
Bill's not a comedian, but he's dangerous enough to know the space.
Yeah,
from the outside.
Why SG, SG, yeah, real quick. Why is he calling you SG? Where do you get your like inspiration?
Why is he calling you SG?
SG, yo. Where do you get your inspiration from as a comedian?
Let me answer, dude. Don't all just right, fucking right. snap at me. I don't know.
Because I'm down with all that stuff. I know you gotta get reps. Gotta get reps. What else?
That's true. It's mostly just getting reps. The podcasting helps.
Right.
Yeah.
But the thing that just pisses me off the most, dude, I'm just gonna have to fucking say it, is the woke.
I mean, when do you think the pendulum is gonna swing back? Cancel culture.
Yo, what? Can I hit you? Can I hit
you? Who
are you
making fun of, by the way? Who exactly?
Gary V.
Can I hit you with an original joke?
Nice. Well, yeah.
At Burn in Chicago?
Yeah.
You ready for this? Why is that Chi-Town pussy so damn good? It's like, keep it in the freezer. It was like 5 degrees in Chicago.
Nice.
Why didn't that Chi-Town pussy?
Place must have went nuts.
Dude, it was the first thing I said every time.
Probably did explode.
First time. We're going to talk about the craft. I'm going to let you know. I'm going to give you guys.
You want to know what I opened with in
what you do?
Chi-Town at Zany's?
What?
I saw Lori Lightfoot at the restaurant around the corner. She was literally at the restaurant around the corner.
She literally just got ran over
all
the time.
In between shows, she was at the corner, and I was the first thing I opened with was I just saw Lori Lightfoot.
Did she just land on poo? Yeah,
she was sitting there, yeah.
Nice, nice.
And she had all female Secret Service, and I was just talking about how I literally could have walked directly in,
fat ass,
and just strangled
bitch.
Lori Lightfoot. And just to her Secret Service.
She had the female Ghostbusters.
You really wore that out tonight? Bitch, you're fat. Right.
Oh, you didn't, yeah.
I'm surprised she doesn't have thicker security with all of, like, the Trump, like, violence going on in Chicago.
True.
They got Smollett.
Smollett,
that's
yeah.
brazen of her, dude. A white supremacist could go up and fucking grab her in any second.
I mean, Chicago.
You're talking about white.
She did come close. A white supremacist walked in and thought about it.